Stereosonic, the annual travelling festival of electronic beats and beautiful bodies, has been called off for 2016, with organisers claiming the event is in hiatus. With other major music festivals like Big Day Out, Soundwave and Future Music also being cancelled, what does the future of Australian music festivals look like? Kate Hieronymus reports.
After speculation yesterday that Stereosonic had been cancelled, it's officially been confirmed that the event will not go ahead in 2016. Organisers of the event have taken to Facebook to announce that the dance music festival is going on a hiatus. Totem One Love is currently working on bringing fans the best festival experience. However, we will return in 2017 bigger and better, they wrote. Despite a report yesterday that linked the recent festival's deaths to Stereosonic's cancellation, sources close to the company have revealed the main reason for the event's hiatus are financial. Legal documents filed in the US on April 4 show the owner of the festival promoter Totem One Love must obtain spending approval from the US Bankruptcy Court as a part of its bankruptcy proceedings. These documents reveal there was no relief funding arranged for Stereosonic nor approval given for any artist payment, despite agreements being pushed through for several other festivals in the SFX group, including Beatport, Mysteryland and Tomorrow World. So, will the festival return, or is this just a temporary PR fix to calm the media storm?
I'm a bit sceptical. After reading about it this morning, where they've sort of made about the parent company of Stereosonic's made about 50 people redundant today, and I'm doubtful. The same sort of thing came out from AJ Matter when he was talking about what was happening with Big Day Out and Soundwave, and it never really came to fruition. I hope it does, would be my answer, but I'm skeptical, and I don't think that it's really going to, unless maybe a new big investor comes in and buys up the festival. That might be a way, but otherwise I don't really see it happening.
That was Jacob Roebuck, a music journalist and producer from On The Curbside, an Australian music news website. He says that the cancellation of Stereosonic didn't come as a shock considering the current music festival climate.
Look, the biggest thing that you can do if you're listening is buy tickets and go and see festivals. I know it's always one of those things where a lot of people say, yeah, I'll grab tickets, we're going to get tickets, and then it sort of ends up being a bit too late and you end up missing out. But the only way that these festivals are going to keep going is through the support of the fans, because that's how the festivals are funded. That's sort of the big deal. And I would think that is why the Falls Festival, Laneway and Splendour in the Grass and stuff aren't really having too many issues at the moment, is they've got a really big, strong community behind them that go to these festivals year in and year out. And I suppose they do cater to a bit of a bigger audience, which helps them to a degree. But I think the fans and the people who sort of are the unknown backers who are putting money into the festival via their ticket sales are what's really going to pick it back up and get these festivals going strong again.
Festival organiser Lincoln Savage says the cancellation of the festival won't affect their Queensland event Jungle Love.
For us, it's the opposite. It's sort of showing that in Australia, maybe the climate is changing, moving away from large music festivals that are kind of like impersonal, and punters kind of feel like cattle in some ways, to more of a personalised experience where people are catered for more directly, they have more freedoms, they feel more comfortable.
The former owner of Stereosonic, Frank Cotella, has spoken out about the cancellation on Facebook, saying like with most areas of the music industry, things change. Lincoln Savage thinks the change will be for the better.
I think the market is shifting. I don't think it's like the music industry, the festival side of things is being damaged. I think it's just changing, and I think it's changing for the better, because they're moving away from a couple of people who have a large stake in, you know, the majority of events that are out there, to a whole lot of smaller groups who are starting up festivals that are reflecting on local areas. Particularly with our event, it supports local music across Southeast Queensland more so than putting most of that funding into a couple of large name acts. A lot of time are international acts. We feel there is a huge amount of quality music in Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, and the same in Melbourne and Sydney.
Although the future of Stereosonic is unclear, we can be certain that the Australian music festival scene is going through some major transformations.